Welcome to season 3 of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We ask that you just continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We know that we need faith leading business more than ever right now, and we're upping our game this coming year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Now, on the last episode in our series on spiritual disciplines, we talked about the power of prayer. If you didn't catch that one, I highly recommend you jump back and listen. We have too much riding on our business and our lives to not have our lifeline to God. But this week, we're going to talk about another spiritual discipline that honestly, I have not tapped into enough. But I've started to really see the power in this, and that is fasting. Fasting is a spiritual discipline that makes things happen. My church recently completed 21 days of prayer and fasting. Y'all, I am not going to lie, this is not an easy discipline. But what we see in the Bible over and over again is that God moves in a way that he doesn't move in any other time when we fast. My pastor, Stephen Nutt, did a sermon on fasting to kick off our 21 days of prayer and fasting last month. He brought up 3 really amazing things that fasting does. First of all, fasting helps secure favor from God in situations. Wait, what? Yes, let me give you some examples. First of all, in Ezra 8, Ezra has been directed by God to lead the second group of captives back to Jerusalem from Babylon. I love what it says about Ezra because time and time again, it tells something amazing that Ezra accomplished. And then it says, because the gracious hand of God was on him. Yes, please. That's what I would like as well. Anyways, Ezra was nervous about the dangerous journey. Also, he was embarrassed to ask the king for protection because he had already told the king that he didn't need his protection because he told him that God would take care of them. So, Ezra says in verse 21, I gave orders for all of us to fast and humble ourselves before our God. We prayed that he would give us safe journey and protect us, our children, and our goods as we traveled. Now, there's more to this story here because Ezra was definitely walking in faith. But guess what? God honored that and he gave him protection. Let me give you another example. In Nehemiah 1:4, after Nehemiah hears about how the walls of Jerusalem are still in ruins and the people are exposed to danger, he says, "For days I mourned, fasted, and prayed to the God of heaven." He knew God was calling him to rebuild the walls, but he also knew that he had to get permission to leave his job as the king's cupbearer, and he was nervous about asking him. If the king were to get angry at this request, he could easily have him killed. So Nehemiah proceeds to ask God to please grant me success today by making the king favorable to me. Put it in his heart to be kind. Well, guess what? The king was not only kind to him, he granted his request and he gave him protection along the way. Let's look at another example. In Esther 4, after Mordecai brings the plot to kill the Jews to Queen Esther's attention and persuades her to try to help, her immediate response is found in verse 16. She replies to Mordecai, "Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same." And I know you know the ending, but the king saw her, did not kill her, and granted her requests. And to see how God saved the Jews and worked all of that out through Esther and Mordecai is really quite a story. As a side note, if you can't tell, I really love the Old Testament. We're going to dive into several of these people in the membership Bible study because, quite frankly, they are fascinating, but also because we can really mimic a lot of their thoughts and behaviors in our own lives. But Jesus speaks on this as well. In Matthew 6, he tells us what kind of behavior we should have when we are fasting. Basically, don't make a big deal out of it. Nobody should know that you're fasting. Go comb your hair. That's what he says. And then in verse 18, he says, "And your Father who sees everything will reward you." Y'all, that's pretty darn clear, right? That is laid out right there what happens when we fast. Okay, so first, fasting helps secure favor in situations. Second, Fasting helps us discern God's will. It brings clarity into certain situations. I have seen this firsthand with my practice of fasting, but let's look at a biblical example as well. In Acts 13, several men in the early church, and these men are named Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manaen, and Saul, were worshiping and fasting. While they were doing this, the Holy Spirit told them, "Dedicate Barnabas and Saul for the special work to which I have called them." So after more fasting and prayer, the men laid their hands on them and sent them on their way. The Holy Spirit wants to guide and encourage us, and fasting is one way to clear out our minds and our hearts and be open to hearing how the Holy Spirit is guiding us. Okay, third. Fasting gives us power over evil strongholds. In 2 Chronicles 20, verses 3, King Jehoshaphat learns that the armies of the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Maonites declared war on him. Now, y'all, these were evil people, and Jehoshaphat was terrified. He immediately began begging the Lord for guidance. But verse 3 tells us that he also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. Now, I know that this is an example of outside evil, but God protected and gave guidance. In fact, he made those armies start fighting themselves. Who could have ever thought that that would be the solution? Fasting is powerful, and it was such a natural response to the people in the Bible, but I wonder, is it a natural response for us? So I want to challenge you now. Have you fasted lately? It will not be easy. But I promise you, you will not regret it. There's so many different types of fasting. You can do a complete fast where you only drink water. You can do a partial fast where you fast sun up to sundown. You can do a Daniel fast, which is what I did the last time I fasted. And this is based off of Daniel 1 and consists of only eating fruit, vegetables, and nuts. I do believe that you can fast from things other than food, like social media or television or whatever it is that's causing you a distraction. But y'all, a food fast is biblical, so don't shy away from it. How do you know if you should fast? Well, do you need favor in an area of your life or business? You should fast. Do you need clarity on a situation in your life or business? You should fast. Do you need to be released from evil or from an evil stronghold? You should fast. God will move and you will be rewarded. Simple as that. How do we know? Because the Bible tells us. Y'all, don't do this business or faith life alone. There are too many of us out here walking similar journeys. I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And we'd also love to have you on our email list. We don't send emails out a whole lot, but it will keep you updated on what we have going on. And we also like to give you little pieces of nuggets in there. So you can go to our website at www.jenkleiber.com. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download and share. And we'll be back with another episode of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur next week.